Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 6th of January. Today we get the release of French and German preliminary consumer price inflation data for December. This is, to be honest, not of a great deal of interest in and of itself. Europe doesn't face a particular inflation threat. And away from the machinations of government-controlled prices, there's no underlying inflation pressures particularly evident. This is why the European Central Bank is expected to engage in masterful inactivity as far as monetary policy is concerned this year. The ECB is very good at doing nothing. It's when it tries to do something that economists get nervous. German headline inflation should moderate fairly significantly, but this is mainly due to technical factors, lowering the weighting of package holidays, which would typically push up inflation towards the end of the year. While the trend towards spending on having fun continues across most developed economies, it would seem that a package holiday is no longer automatically considered to fall into the fun category. The European inflation data is therefore not going to shape market expectations about the euro area. There may be some benefits when we get the updated numbers, not because the headlines are going to change, but because economists toiling away in their dark basement offices can learn things by comparing details within inflation figures. Thus, the fact that German banana prices are lower than they were in March, but US banana prices are notably higher than they were in March, or that washing machine prices in the euro area have fallen this year while they've risen in the United States, are useful information points about the impact of US policies and the tendencies towards retailer profit-led inflation in the States. In other words, today's European data is not necessarily very important, but the future release of details from today's data will serve as a helpful benchmark for assessing policy impacts elsewhere in the world. The UK also offers some inflation hints with the British Retail Consortium's Shop Price Index for December. This misses out most of what goes into consumer price inflation, of course. And in the retail sector itself, the real-world shopping has had declining relevance, especially around Christmas time. The British shop online. Non-food prices continue in deflation, as they've been for actually a very long time. Food prices rose after a couple of months where dish inflation forces have been more significant. The UK consumer does have spending power, and that may have emboldened some price increases from food retailers, or at least fewer discounts than one would expect at the end of the year. Claims that government policy is driving inflation higher are somewhat undermined by the ongoing deflation of the non-food sector, which does, after all, face exactly the same policy environment. The United States is not offering a great deal on the data calendar. The somewhat unclear position of how the US intends to run Venezuela does still have market relevance, less because of oil, there's too little to no change is likely there in the near term, but more because of the costs to the US government. If the US does become more actively involved in the country, or indeed contemplate other military adventures, the fiscal implications may start to be a consideration for bond market investors. If, on the other hand, this is a limited operation without any long-term strategy, the fiscal costs are likely to be manageable. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product.
The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.